السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam. One brother, he sent me an email containing some reflection. And the bottom line, he said, how I can get pure ikhlas, how I can get 100% ikhlas. And he complained about how he feel he has something in his heart and he feel he doesn't have ikhlas. Remember, what is ikhlas? Ikhlas is sincerity to Allah. Anything you do purely to Allah is ikhlas. The early scholar said, you will never able to have ikhlas without the proper knowledge. And otherwise, shaitan coming and deceive you and make you misunderstand thing. This why in Islam, we always seek knowledge. We always seek consultation and we always seek companionship. Today, forgive me for what I'm going to say, a lot of the young people think, okay, ikhlas or any piece of knowledge can be a formula. I can tell you right away, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. When you think, okay, in life, do we know what will happen tomorrow? Do we know what condition? Do we know what kind of trial Allah will, you know, test us with? We do not know. By this way, the real preparation of all this journey is Iman. And Iman lead you to Ikhlas. Ikhlas lead you to Iman. They go hand to hand. It's a journey. It's a journey. It's not easy. Talk about it is easy. Living it is not easy. When you look at the amount of verses in Quran about مخلصين له الدين, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us to have this journey with complete purity to Allah, you find another verse, مخلصين, pure ikhlas. Again, talk about this topic is easy. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is a journey. Today, why the companionship between each other is tough? Why? Why we do not like companionship? Why we cannot be united? The nafs is high, the ego is high, the arrogance is high, the disease of the heart is a lot. This why, when somebody give me advice I do not like, I get upset. When a condition happens, I do not get upset. Every time anything can bubble me up so quick. Is this ikhlas? No way. No way. Meaning the nafs is high. My nafs and ego is above anything else. Now, what is the sign of ikhlas? To be hayyin layyin, to be soft and kind, to able to absorb to our relationship with each other and the benefit of the ummah above anything is not a talk. You will find it when you get ache, when you find it when you have illness, when you will you find it when you have something you do not like. But the problem today, we want everything the way we like. We do not want to correct our mistake, this lack of ikhlas. And this why, now the advice becoming so sour. When somebody give me a true advice, become very sour. You remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mu'minu mir'ata akhi, the mu'min, not the Muslim, the mu'min is the mirror of his brother. We refuse. We do not want the mirror. We do not want it. We do not want it. And we're not even easy to reflect and talk to each other. For example, some brother and sister send me an email complaining about different issue. But imagine complaining about different issue after many months and they carry it over. And not only that, it allow all this issue is not to talk about it. No, not even to give me salam for a month, 2 months. And when they talk, they tell you, oh, it's just a poor communication. Salam become poor of your communication. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I bear witness to Allah. We drifting. All of us is drifting. If you remember Allah, if you value the relationship with Allah, this will generate ikhlas. Believe it or not, after this email, I spent a lot of time thinking. And I think about it. If you remember Allah in abundance, If you're really content and humble, if you remember you're going to die, you're going to carry in your heart certain incidents or a situation happened for many months ago. If you prepare yourself to meet your Lord, you will bicker over tiny things. Is this ikhlas? By the way, what is the sign of ikhlas? Let me lead you to something so beautiful. When you look at Messenger and Prophet sallallahu, peace and blessing be upon all of them. When you look at their journey, start with ubadat, journey to know Allah, to get closer to Allah, to believe in Allah, to rely on Allah. It's not a talk, and always a lonely journey. Look at the ending with even our beloved Rasulullah. He gets sick, and he's been a lot of time alone. But it's in the beginning, alone in the cave of Hira, and ending alone. Allah prepare you to be for him, by him, toward him. This called ikhlas. When we develop the iman and yaqeen and the relationship and love of Allah and akhirah, now it's easy to develop the quality. By this way, I'm trying to give you a glimpse. Beginning of journey is relationship. End of journey, relationship. Why? I'm going to tell you something today. When you look at today, I'm a lot about the young people. Good deed, good deed, good deed, good deed, good deed. And before you know it, good deed, sometime without the proper knowledge, without the proper ikhlas, you become work for yourself. You like it. This why even we choose a good deed we like. We feel I like it. And if I do not thank you, you get upset. If somebody do not reward you and give you a talk, mashallah, mashallah, you get upset. Is this ikhlas? Why? Okay. Wallahi, I'm talking to you from my heart to your heart, hopefully, inshallah. Look at the value of time you have. Look at the amount of dhikr of Allah you do. How much you love to do dhikrullah. How much you want to be with Allah. How much is your ibadat? How much is your salah? How much is your Quran? How much is your reflection? How much is the journey of iman within? This is the core. If the core is strong, generate ikhlas. Now we talk with each other. You talk to me in a bad manner or in a way you don't like it. I explain it to you, you explain it to me, finished. You do not carry in your heart. A situation happened, you don't like it. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Something happened to you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You're getting old, you lost money. An accident. So you name it. Because life always will be like that. Allah will check our sincerity of our iman. And the result, ikhlas. This why, for example, fasting. Fasting is a very powerful ibadat. Why? It has ikhlas. It's no show. You're not waiting for anyone to tell you anything. And when you look in the early people, they used to even cover their own ibadat. By this way, my question to me and to you, how much I love my journey of iman. How much I love to spend some time for Allah. And if my iman is growing, how much I have tolerance toward the people supposed to be my closer people to us. How much we seek the guidance. How much we seek consultation. How much we seek closeness to each other. How much we wish to be with each other. How much we willing to listen to our advice. Okay. Somebody talk to you in a harsh way, somebody talk to you in a tough way, somebody, what happened? I make dua for him. I make dua for him. Because our relationship is high. Similar, if Allah give you disease or calamity, what about the people all of a sudden, they have to cut the leg off? Can I complain? Yes, some people do that and lose iman. Why Allah take my leg? Or a son, or a daughter, or a wife, or a husband. By the way, we will be trial. We will be trial. Everything is a trial. Everything is bounty, is according to our iman and ikhlas. By this way, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you love dhikrullah? Do you love to be with Allah? Do you love to be really with Allah in your salah and your ibadah? Do you love to read Quran and be with Allah? Do you love the relationship with Allah? This is the way, main one. If this is go down, ikhlas will be very difficult and the nafs will be high. Look at the relationship between you and the people around you. Is based on what? What is the parameter for that? Today, may Allah forgive us. Imagine we willing to destroy everything for a little bit of nafs. He tell me, she tell me. What happened if we've been trial like in the time of Rasulullah? What will happen to us? What will happen to us? By this way, journey of ikhlas is not a talk, it's a journey. It's not a question and I give you the answer and that's it, mashallah, I have ikhlas. This also a journey of questioning within. This questioning within is ikhlas. What it meaning? Okay, if I love you, why? If I hate you, why? If I like you, why? If I dislike you, why? If I upset with you, why? If I don't upset with you, why? How is strong the relationship? You remember Rasulullah somewhat he said, whoever love for Allah, hate for Allah, give for Allah, deny for Allah, he complete his iman. Again, if you do not have the proper knowledge, shaitan can manipulate you and make you believe you have ikhlas, but you have no ikhlas. How I know I have ikhlas? Very simple. If you generate unity, ikhlas. If you forgive, ikhlas. If you let it go, ikhlas. If your heart is clean, ikhlas. Some people tell me my heart is clean. And they send me an email complaining about this and this and this and this and this and this. And not only that, why you don't call me? Why you don't talk to me? Why you don't give me salam? I do not deserve salam. Imagine I have people deny me salam for months or 2 months. Salam, just salam. And when I send a message like that, they tell me I'm upset. How dare you talk to me about me? Did I talk about anybody? Plenty of us doing it today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when people come and said, so and so did such and such, meaning complaining about a certain person, he said, don't do that. But if you have a dispute about somebody or an action, come to me and tell me why some people do such and such. By this way, I address the issue. This Rasulullah SAW, not me. I address the issue without mentioning name. Today, every time I address any issue I believe is important, certain people get upset. Okay, if you get upset, why are you upset? What I said make you upset? This ikhlas. By this way, ikhlas, why I'm upset? Why I love, why I like, why I dislike. You see, ikhlas is ikhlas. Some people said ikhlas is a secret between you and Allah. Nobody know. And even you will not know until you die. How? Whatever with ikhlas, Allah accept. Whatever without ikhlas, Allah will not accept. You want to know ikhlas? Very simple. Anything will please Allah is ikhlas. Anything will generate unity is ikhlas. Anything beloved to Allah is ikhlas. Anything make you close to Allah is ikhlas. Many things it make generate happiness and tranquility and peace and unity and goodness for sabilillah is ikhlas. Anything please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rasulu is ikhlas. This need knowledge, this need consultation, this need companionship, which today it becomes so difficult because the nafs is high. If the nafs is high, if the arrogance, ego is high, is the opposite of ikhlas. May Allah give us ikhlas and tawfiq to see our fault, not other fault. To see our fault and not other fault. And when somebody do a fault, I said, forgive me, I made a mistake, with real open-hearted. I always tell people, you remember I said it to you many times. Don't sleep with dirt in your heart. It will eat you. It will eat you and eat your good deed. and it's not ikhlas. Again, is a journey, is a mujahada. One day you pass, one day you fail, and the lucky one who meet Allah with the maximum ikhlas. May Allah give it to us, inshaAllah. Jazakumullah kulli khair, and most of all, may Allah give me ikhlas fi sirr wal alaniya, in the seen and unseen. May Allah give me sidq fi sirr wal alaniya. May Allah give me truthfulness in the seen and unseen. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. If you like what I said, ask yourself why. If you dislike what I said, ask yourself why. Start questioning yourself. Start questioning yourself. And even when you sit with yourself and shaitan manipulate you, record even the manipulation of shaitan. Record it. Record yourself. And after that, listen to yourself. If it's connecting you to Allah, if it calm and relax your heart, this ikhlas. If it generate any uptightness towards yourself or anybody, there's something going on. Again, study this topic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the quality to know the truth and follow it, and know the wrong and not follow it. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, ikhlas. You remember the story of Habil and Qabil? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engraved this story in Quran. Why Allah rejected a good deed from one person and accepted from the another person? Because the person who did it, he did it purely to Allah. Anything you do purely to Allah will be accepted. One is a sign of that, you get closer to Allah. Allah give you too many signs. Allah make you beloved to Him. Allah make people love you. Allah decorate you with quality. Allah open for you the door of good deed. And the ultimate good deed, to have a beautiful heart, soft heart, kind heart. And most of all, He make you love to remember Him, to love Him, to love to worship Him, to love to be for Him, to love to be alone talking to Allah or worship Allah, to love to do good deed, to love to forgive. By the way, any quality beloved to Allah, you love it and you want it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. It's just a thought. I want to add it to my old thought, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.